So on 3rd of August 2014, I got the notion to walk around the entire coastline of England, Wales, Scotland, the Isle of Man and Ireland to raise money for the R&I Lifeboats.
Excellent. And how long have you been going for and how much have you raised so far?
So today is day 773 and we've raised just over 24,000 so far.
And obviously you hit Ayrshire. When did you hit Ayrshire?
So I had come into Ayrshire a few days ago, so I've just come back from walking around the entire coastline of Ireland, so that would have taken about a year and a bit, and then now I'm sort of walking up through Ayrshire into Glasgow, and then up the west coast of Scotland.
Excellent. So you're going over to Arran today, you're going to walk around the whole of Arran.
Yep.
And when you come back, where are you going?
That's right, so from Ardrossan to Arran, and then from Arran back to Ardrossan in a couple of days, and then up towards Largs, which is the next R&I lifeboat station, and then follow the Ayrshire coast into Glasgow, and then obviously follow that around to Helensburgh and then keep going north.
So where did this notion come from?
So I've always been on the water in one way or another, so the R&I, the lifeboats, has always been a charity that I've always been aware of how important they are and the sort of work that they do. 2013 would have just been a kind of rubbish year for me, so I was trying to do something positive and do something a bit different and something good for a really important charity.
They're, I think, sometimes quite underestimated as a charity. People just take it for granted that they're always going to be there and don't realise that they need public support.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And it's amazing how many people, it's amazing how much support they do get from the communities, but also the number of people that don't realise that it is a charity. And last year it cost £159 million to run the R&I lifeboats, and all of that money comes from people and donations. They didn't get a single penny from either the Irish government or the British government, and they for that they save 23 lives every single day on average.
So what are you asking of people as you walk around the coast then?
So if you do see a bloke wearing shorts and usually colourful socks, then he's got a bucket on the backpack, which is collecting the money. And obviously we're coming into winter now, and if anybody has a spare bed or a sofa or just somewhere for me to sleep or even a warm cup of tea during the day, then that would be amazing.
What have you found people's generosity to be like?
Incredible, you know, like, so I mean, I've got a tent and stuff and I'd be sleeping outside if need be, but it'd probably be about 50-50 between sleeping outside and sleeping outdoors. And as I said, 24,000 raised so far, which is an amazing amount, especially at a time when loads of charities are trying to raise money and nobody has loads of money, so it's a really great thing.
And I understand you were put up here last night as well
for something? Yeah, that's right, yeah. Jim in Saltcoats would have put me up last night. So that was through Twitter, you know. So the message went out, and then within half an hour he'd offered somewhere for me to stay.
It must give you a real feel-good feeling to know that there are so many people out there that are willing to support and help you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been doing this for over 2 years, and so I've met thousands of people and thousands of people who are involved with the charity who are volunteering and taking up all their time. You know, it's amazing how much they give for other people, and then also, yeah, the people that are helping me and supporting me along the way, and yeah, just so grateful for all of that.